Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Hello, and thanks for tuning in. You may not be familiar with the performer featured in this episode, but there is a good chance you have heard his music. Jason Fowler is a sought-after Toronto singer-songwriter, guitarist, composer, and producer with a myriad of impressive achievements under his belt, too many for us to list. But here are some highlights. Jason has played with a who's who of the Canadian roots music scene, including Anne Lindsay, Amy Skye, Susan Aglukark, The Cotters, Ember Swift, Madison Violet, and Evelyn Perry. At the other end of the popular music spectrum, he has opened for Robert Plant, Steve Vai, Deep Purple, and Ted Nugent. He has released 6 CDs under his own name and played on over 100 others. His film and TV soundtrack work includes Arbitrage, Tinkerbell, Relic Hunter, Man Tracker, and 8 Days to Live. Jason has also played on many commercials, including spots for Tim Hortons, McDonald's, Hyundai, General Motors, Ford Motors, and Fairmont Hotels. There are so many more stunning achievements and rewards I would love to tell you about, but my producer is signaling me to rein in my enthusiasm, so on with the show. Luckily for us, Jason visited Haines Junction to perform at a house concert on March 7th, 2017. Please enjoy Jason Fowler. Oh, and did I mention that Jason is a 2-time winner at the Walnut Valley National...
I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't mean to make you cry. I didn't mean to tell the stories that I told you. Didn't mean to tell those lies. I didn't mean to make you lonely. I didn't mean to make you sad. I just forgot to tell you all those things been said about me by the folks who think I'm bad. You walked in here all alone. You really ought to have been heading home. It seems to me you should have known without me saying. Didn't mean to make you cry. Walking streets in sorrow. telling folks you wanna die, die. I can't persuade you that there'll be a new tomorrow, that there'll be a brighter sky. I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't mean to make you sad, sad. I just forgot to tell you all those things been said about me by the folks who think I'm bad. I just forgot to tell you all those things been said about me by those folks who think I'm bad. Thank you. Hustler talking on the telephone, boy, better leave my woman alone. I'm a jealous man, I'd die for love, love, love. Well, I don't know what you've been told, but my old lady ain't yours to hold. Do you understand? I'm a jealous man. Well, you got the knife, I got the gun. Come on, boy, we're gonna have a little fun. I'm a crazy man, I'd die for love, love, love. You don't want to meet me in the alley tonight. It's too late for talking and I'm ready to fight. And leave her alone, hang up the phone. Two old maids just sitting in the sun, talking about the loving that they never had done, but they still had fun. Just talking about love, love, love. She's my fiddle and I'm her bow. Wherever we go, that's for me, sweet harmony. Hustler talking on a telephone, boy, better leave my woman alone. I'm a jealous man, I'd die for love, love, love. Well, I don't know what you've been told, but my old lady ain't yours to hold. Do you understand? I'm a jealous man. Do you understand? Fall in love with someone like you. 'Cause if you fail just like I did, you probably walk around the block like a little kid. The kids don't know, they can only guess how hard it is to wish you happiness. Guess that love is like a Christmas card. You decorate the tree, you throw it in the yard, and it decays and dies, and the snowmen melt. Yeah, I once knew love, I knew how love felt. Yeah, I once knew love, and love knew me. When I walked, love walked with me. But I got no hate, and I got no pride. Yeah, I got so much love that I cannot hide. Yeah, I got so much love that I cannot hide. Say you drive a Chevy, say you drive a Ford. Say you drive around the town till you just get bored, and then you change your mind for something else to do, and your heart gets bored with your mind and it changes you. It's a doggone shame, it's an awful mess. I wish you love, I wish you happiness. I wish you love, I wish you happiness. Yeah, I guess I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Talking, and I wanted to know. I said, how about your friend? Her smile turned to ice. She's a man eater, and she don't play nice. She's a beautiful dictator. She's a beautiful dictator. She was hard on my job, said I was never around. And if we stayed together, I'd have to quit leaving town. She couldn't believe I don't have a car. She said I was selfish and have too many guitars. Too many things I'd regret, those things she hasn't done yet. Too many things we could never agree on. 'Cause she's a beautiful dictator. She's a beautiful dictator. Did you unplug the toaster? Did you wipe up the crumbs? Did you leave the seat up? And were you nice to your mom? She's a beautiful dictator. She's a beautiful dictator. You're so beautiful. See you later. You're my beautiful dictator.
Thank you.
Watching you walk away is the hardest thing I've known. Everything in shades of blue, two hearts on their own. Your golden hair and summer dress moving through the day, but you can't see my salty tears as I watch you walk away. And it's hard to stand here watching you going around the bend. I always thought we'd find a way and this thing wouldn't end. London town, I thought of you, and my heart crossed the sea. In Paris too, I wish that you were drinking wine with me. This thing I feel is killing me, no matter what I do. I feel okay for a little while, then my thoughts return to you. And it's harder when you're nowhere near, and I can't see you each day. And all those things that I can't give means I watch you walk away. Yeah, all those things that I can't give means I watch you walk away.
Thank you. Easy, you can learn it.
I don't want a pickle, I just want to ride on a motorcycle. Yeah, and I don't want a tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Cool. It was late last week, I was on my bike. I run into a friend named Mike. Mike no longer has a bike, he cried. I don't wanna pick up. Well, I just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Yeah, and I don't want a tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, I just
just want to ride on my late last week or the other day. I run up to Nancy Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing that Ray could say was, I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride on the motorcycle. Yeah, and I don't want a tickle. I just want to ride on the motorcycle. And I don't want to die. I just want to ride on my motorcycle. Sometimes I don't listen to you. Things I do are worthy of a fool. Sometimes I'm stubborn as a mule. But baby, don't you go away. Something I've said has made you mad. I feel like a kid who knows when he's been bad. I never started out to make you sad. So baby, don't you go away. Baby, please don't go. My poor heart would turn to years roll by, it's plain to see that you and I were always meant to be. I never wanna have to watch you leave. So baby, don't you go away. Baby, please don't go. My poor heart would turn to. I don't want to be alone. Sure.
another guy that was a real big influence growing up was Gordon Lightfoot. He was on all the time around the house. I think my dad secretly wanted to be Gordon Lightfoot. It's very important that I'm in tune because Gord is a stickler for tuning. And we went to see him a bunch of times at his annual Massey Hall concerts in Toronto. And for the last 15 years in Toronto, a friend of mine put on an annual tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. This was to be the 15th year, actually, and unfortunately a week before we were about to do four nights of tribute concert, the club closed that it had been held at all those years. It was a real blow to the Toronto music community. There was a movement afoot now to possibly reopen it as a not-for-profit. I'm talking about Hughes Room, in case you're wondering, yeah. And over the years, Gord got wind of this show happening down at this little nightclub in Toronto, and the first couple of years he would sort of slide in under the radar after the lights had gone down during the first couple of songs. They'd always reserve a seat for him, and he'd kind of slide in and slide out, and nobody was the wiser. And then after a few years, he actually stayed around, and when the lights went up at intermission, the audience was quite surprised to find that there was Gordon Lightfoot sitting next to them. And so he's very gracious and took pictures with everybody and came out to the dressing room and hung out with the players and was very complimentary to everybody. It was great, really nice experience for everybody. And then the next year he came and he borrowed somebody's guitar and he said, "I'd like to play a couple of tunes." So he got up and he finished the first half. The next year he brought his own guitar. He got up and he said, "I'm going to play four songs." The next year he came with his guitar and his daughter, and she played a couple of songs. So he pretty much started to commandeer the tribute, which was fine with all of us because it's not the kind of thing Gordon Lightfoot typically does is show up at a nightclub. He hadn't played in a club, I don't think, since the 60s, since he kind of made it big. So it was a real thrill for us and the audience to have that experience. Anyway, it was sad that it didn't happen this year, but I was about to premiere this song this year that has been sung many times at the show, but there had never been an instrumental version of the song done. Some of these songs are so well known, you know, and that everybody hangs off the lyrics, you know. But what people sometimes forget is that the melodies of some of Lightfoot's greatest tunes are works of art in themselves, and this one is a real example of that. So I had arranged it for solo guitar, and I didn't get a chance to perform it at the thing. So maybe, Gord, if you're listening, this is for you. Thank you.
you, folks. See you in a little bit.
This is Jam Live, and you are listening to Canadian singer-songwriter Jason Fowler. We recorded this great performance at a house concert in Haines Junction on March 7th, 2017.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears. I got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. Well, I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand. Well, I've been meek and hard like an oak. I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will disappear. Well, if you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Your smile and your fingertips. I like the way that you move your lips. I like the cool way you look at me. But everything about you is bringing me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must.
You do what you must do, and you do it well. I'll do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell? Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, I got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. Well, I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand. I said, I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand. Not long ago, Canada lost Stuart McLean, which was a real loss on many levels. And I was fortunate enough to play his show once back in, I think, around 2004 or 5. And I found him to be a really great spirit and a very generous man. And we shared a meal together, all the cast and band, on that night. And it was a really nice time we had together. He's very different off camera and off stage, as you can imagine, as most people are. It was a really, really fun evening. I saw him a few years after that when I had recorded this next piece. I saw him at a club, and it happens to be the theme song for the Vinyl Cafe. A slightly different version. It kind of goes like this. Which is a recording by Ry Cooter called Happy Meeting in Glory, and it's originally a hymn that comes from the Bahamas. In the late 60s, Ry Cooter, who's a famous, of course, American guitarist, one of my heroes, he traveled to the Bahamas to study the guitar playing of a guy named Joseph Spence, who played in a slack key guitar style, which simply means that in those climates, the guitars sort of want to implode from the humidity, so the action gets very high and they're very hard to play. So they just keep loosening the strings until they can actually press them down. So they're very loose and they kind of thwack against the fingerboard, and they call it slack key. Sounds kind of like that. Was that a sample of slack key?
Yes.
So he came back to America with all this slack key music, and he recorded some of these pieces. He recorded this one twice, as I say, the theme for the Vinyl Cafe. He recorded with what can only be described as sort of a Salvation Army band approach, with trumpets and tubas and that kind of thing, kind of this loping march feel to it. And he also recorded it similar to the way I play it, with a different title, strangely enough. I think a lot of hymns go through that and have different sets of lyrics attached to them over time. So it's known by Happy Meeting in Glory as well as Great Dream from Heaven, which perhaps is not so far away. And anyway, I met Stuart at this thing, and I, you know, we got talking about his theme song and the history of it. And I said, you know, I have this idea that it would be pretty cool on your show that you could do a segment dedicated to your theme song. Talk about how it's a Bahaman hymn, maybe have a choral version of it. Then you have the Cooter version, and then you have my version. It, Canadian, taxpayers, all the rest, you know. Thought it would be a perfect segue, right? And he kind of went, sounds expensive. Which I don't know what that meant exactly, but he said, talk to Jess, my producer. And I did, and unfortunately, it just never really happened. They had a lot of things coming down the pike, so to speak, and many, many stories in development, and it just never happened, unfortunately, before he died. And so I thought tonight I would play it in honor of Stuart McLean. Thank you.
Thank you.
Broke down and let me in. Made me see where I've been. I've been down one time. Been down two times, never going back again. Thank you. back home, see me again. I've been down one time, I've been down two times, I've been down three times, never going back again. Yeah, yeah. Been down one time, been down two times, been down three times, never going back again. Get sick, don't let us get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave and make us play nice. Let us be together tonight. The sky was on fire as I walked to the mill to take up the slack in the line. Thought of my friends and the troubles they've had to keep me from thinking of mine. Don't let us get sick, don't let us get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave and make us play nice. Let us be together tonight. It smiles on the lake, it causes the ripples in time. I'm lucky to be here with someone I like, who maketh my spirit to shine. Don't let us get sick, don't let us get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Make us be brave and make us play nice. Let us be together tonight. Just make us be brave and make us play nice. Let us be together tonight.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a live performance by Jason Fowler from Toronto, Ontario. He performed as part of the Home Root Concert Series in Haines Junction, Yukon. A big thank you to Heiko and Monica for hosting this event in their beautiful home. The show was written and produced by Dieter Gade and brought to you by Junction Arts and Music. I am Maria Leniak. If you've enjoyed this show, you're sure to find much more to entertain you on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page. Thank you for listening.